Congress has been preoccupied with matters relating to this month's terrorist attacks. Members are returning to other business. A House Senate Conference Committee voted yesterday on some provisions of the unfinished education bill. One member called the meeting a clear message that terrorism will not derail America's domestic policy agenda. Despite the rhetoric, Congress and the Bush administration remain far apart on some elements of the bill. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Amid a frenzied schedule of national security meetings and hearings on the economy, lawmakers took time to announce that they've put the education bill and most of President Bush's proposals on a fast track.
We have an agreement on the President's Reading First initiative. We have an agreement on the 21st Century Learning Centers. On charter schools, we have a...
Representative John Boehner, chairman of the House Senate Conference Committee on Education, said all 34 members of the committee had agreed to triple the funding for reading programs, expand after-school and before-school programs, strengthen magnet programs, and help create more independently run charter schools. The room was packed. People representing dozens of education groups listened anxiously, wondering whether Republicans and Democrats had made progress on the toughest issues. They had not. Still up for discussion is mandatory testing in reading and math, and the role test scores will play in penalizing poor-performing schools. Also unresolved is the issue of money. Prior to September 11th, Democrats were saying the president's proposal for a $2 billion increase in education spending was way too low. It still is, said Representative Dale Kildee of Michigan.
The present budget is out of whack, but I think the president may very well have been moved to increase that budget.
What is the magic number?
I'd like to see $10 billion. I think that would help us to pay for some of the extra burdens we're putting upon the state.
Committee members have hinted that the increase is more likely to be between $5 and $6 billion. Jack Jennings of the Center for National Education Policy says that's not a bad down payment if the Congress and the President are serious about leaving no child behind.
That means we have to do things that we haven't done before, such as provide very good teachers in the poorest schools. We've never done that on a major scale before. So if we're going to achieve this wonderful goal, we not only have to provide money, because we're going to need preschool education for poor kids, we're going to need smaller class sizes, we're going to need longer school days.
The problem, says Jennings, is that lawmakers still haven't figured out how the federal government is going to hold kids and schools accountable for the progress they make year to year.
They're relying too much on tests in the short term, in that they're saying you have to have a test increase for every group of children every year, for black kids, Hispanic kids, for migrant kids, for poor kids, in every school in the United States.
But as Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire pointed out, the millions of disadvantaged school children in this country are precisely the reason Republicans and Democrats have come together to pass a landmark education bill.
There has been a consensus reached on how we're approaching this bill, which is essentially that we're going to focus the energies of the federal government on making sure that low-income kids get quality education and that communities are given the flexibility they need in order to take on that issue and be successful with federal support.
If Congress does that, lawmakers say, everything else will be icing on the cake. The 34 members of the House and Senate Conference Committee on Education didn't meet for very long. They promised to meet again next week and said they might have an education bill for the president to sign next month. President Bush invited them to the White House to show his support, but that meeting was canceled. There were more pressing issues to attend to. Lawmakers literally had to run to make it to a briefing by Secretary of State Colin Powell on the latest developments in the war against terrorism. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.